Blog Talk Radio.
Get up!
Creator of all things known and unknown, and I'm a witness that there is no other God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our mind, bodies, and souls be refreshed and renewed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and His precious and beautiful Son, our Savior, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Jesus the Christ. Right here on Fire, the Gospel Experience, you best believe Jesus the Christ is unashamedly declared with no apologies to be the only true Savior, the only Redeemer, and the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, and the grave, and to a beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light for a lost and dark, dying world. Praise the Lord. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and have ever been played. If this is your first time listening to this broadcast, you are in for a blessed, anointed treat. Take your shoes off, sit back and relax. And if you have been blessed to be one of my ongoing listeners, you already know we're about to have a good, good time in the Lord. Fire is the broadcast that will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. God is not a respecter of persons. He's just looking for someone with a humble heart to worship and fellowship with Him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of 1 Thessalonians 5 and 19, where we read the Apostle Paul is speaking to the Thessalonian believers and you and I about our relationship with Holy Spirit God. Paul provides us with a spiritual grocery list, if you will, where we need to obtain certain supplement applications as well as attitudes in our Christian walk. Amen. And knowing what pleases God and what can tarnish our intimacy with Holy Spirit God, who is our resident comforter, teacher, guide, and so much more, is so very vital to our Christian way of life. As powerful as God is, we can actually limit our effectiveness as believers when we quench Holy Spirit God in our lives. We will be discussing thirst quencher for your spiritual uplift. Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm just so thrilled to have my special guest return, marriage coach, inspirational speaker, and author, woman of God, Tanisha N. Collins is here. She has written so many phenomenal books. We have already discussed her first book, and it's still available, The Sex Dare, Intimacy for Married Couples. So let's not act like Christians don't enjoy being in sexual relationships with our husbands and wives. And if you're not there, you need to wait and pray that that fire that's burning inside you be put under residential control by Holy Spirit God. And we don't want you to certainly quench Holy Spirit God in that reserve. Be faithful, be humble, present your body as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. And we'll be discussing her new book, Brutal Courage. It takes brutal courage to discuss the things that people only whisper about. And we're going to talk about it out loud because we know that there's victory in Jesus. So we're not ashamed to talk about some things that we need to talk about. And then later on in the broadcast, my special guest is going to be here because we're going to shine our artist spotlight on actress and singer, gospel songstress, woman of God, Terry Donnell is going to join us with her music and with her powerful testimony. So call a family member, call a friend, call a coworker, let them know Ron E. Jefferson is back again, yes, indeed, to do the work of the Lord on this internet radio platform to give him honor, praise, and glory. We have already had prayer. Holy Spirit God is already in the room. His presence is manifested, and I'm about to get my sanctified shout, praise, and dance on. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for governing our lives, for showing us, leading, guiding, renewing our spirit, forgiving us for all sins. Thank you, Jesus, for interceding on our behalf, because you know we need all the help we can get. Thank you, most of all, Holy Spirit God, for being here to light the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Lord Jesus, have your way.
To my Lord. done so much for us through these horrific times. You have no choice but to
praise him.
Through it all, for some of you, he's healed, provided food on your table. You should
praise him.
There's no weapons formed against you. I promise you, God will heal your body.
Praise him.
And with that being said, you gotta praise him in a sanctuary, people.
Right here, getting my praise on. I had to put my shoes back on because I kicked them all over the studio. Getting my praise on with Man of God, Samuel, and Harmony with Praise Him, Lord. I don't worry about nothing. I just go ahead on and just do what I do. Get my praise on, and then I worry about straightening things out a little bit later. Hey, man, I ain't worried about my hair being out of place. And excuse any sweat that I swing your way because I have a right to praise God. I want to thank WBR Indie Music for sending that new music from Man of God, Samuel and Harmony. Samuel is a resident of Dallas, Texas. Man, he went to Prairie View right there, Prairie View A&M University, and he's doing his thing in gospel music. So I'm presenting these anointed gospel artists and musicians to you so that you could search them out on wherever they are in social media and download their music, support them so that they continue to do the work of the Lord. So again, WBR Indie Music, thank you for sending Samuel and Harmony, because we sure enough got our praise on with that one. And please feel free to send some more of Dr. Samuel's music to the Inspired Gospel Experience. My special guest is back, Lord Jesus, I promise you. I'm going to have to fool around and try to put her on payroll or something because she is just such a dynamic special guest. I just told her, I said, sister girl, we're going to have to kingdom collaborate in any way possible. Best-selling author, speaker, marriage coach, and she works at her husband. She is an anointed woman of God. She is an anointed wife, Chris Zariah Incorporated and Internet and Healthcare Management and Registered Nurse. Lord Jesus, blessed woman of God, originally from Louisville, Kentucky, but now out there on the West Coast, out there in Los Angeles, the City of Angels, my special guest. She is an author. She is doing her thing. We're going to discuss some things that we need to talk about for her book. We've already had previous shows. You can go to my archives where we talk about the sex there, but right now she has a project entitled Such Brutal Courage. Amen. Woman of God is here back with us to bless us with her testimony and all the good things God is doing in our life. Talk about none other than Woman of God, Tanisha N. Collins, is back on fire, the gospel experience. Praise the Lord. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. 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 Woman of God, welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you. I love being here. Thank you so much. I'm
Amen.
Still dancing too. I'm trying to calm myself down. Ooh. Praise him.
Yeah. Wasn't that song, didn't it just move and hit you right in your spirit and you just said, Lord,
yes.
Let me just jump in and get this praise on with this awesome man of God.
Right?
Listen, woman of God, I told my listeners, I always thank my listeners for the financial donations that they bring, because if I have to put you on payroll, I have no problem doing it. Amen. So, look, we're going to keep you here.
Amen.
We're going to keep you here. We're going to keep you blessed. Woman of God, listen, you've been here before, so my listeners are familiar with who you are. But if there's someone new, why don't you give them just a brief introduction on who you are? And then I want to just get right to this project, Brutal Courage, that you have.
All righty. Well, I am Mrs. Tanisha Collins. I always love to express Mrs. because I am happily married. We've been happily married for over 27 years, and I'm thankful
That's
to God
beautiful.
For that testimony in itself.
Yes.
And as he has said, I am a best-selling author. with Strong Marriage, the support group that I run on Facebook, uplifting marriages, bringing down the divorce rate, helping couples to have a successful relationship, all for the glory of God. So that's my mission, is to build up the family of God, to build up the family, and that starts with marriage. That starts with having a successful relationship, and that is my mission that God has given me. Glad to be here with you all.
Amen. Before we get started, you know how I do. I'm so spontaneous with just what comes to my mind. Sometimes it's out of my spirit. Sometimes Holy Spirit, God gives me inspiration. But in the marriage vows, it says what God has brought together, let no one come between them. Why is it, you know, they say, statistics say that the divorce rate for those people that are Christians and those that are non-believers or of other religions is running pretty much neck and neck. What would you say? Now, the Bible says, let no man come between us. What is it that you think is the primary reason that we allow this violation of the marriage vow to be broken, where we, for some reason, whatever reason, allow something to come between the sanctity of marriage? Is there anything in particular that comes to your mind that we use as an excuse to disqualify the mandates of marriage?
Oh, yes. You know, the Bible says there is nothing new under the sun, and that is absolute truth. And the same thing, the same reason why they allowed divorce in the first place, Jesus said, is because the hardness of your heart. Basically, it's selfishness.
Right.
So when two people forget about, oh, this relationship is really about Jesus, then they allow their selfish desires to come between this marriage covenant. And that's what's happening, even in more so in the body of Christ. I believe now the stats are saying that in the body of Christ, the divorce rate is higher than that of any other religion or people who don't even claim a religion, which is sad. So the Lord has sent me to help the body of Christ as well as the world to get it together and to realize that marriage is not just for you. Yes, he wants you to have a great marriage, but not just for you, for the entire world to see that he exists and he can see that in your relationship.
Amen. And it's so much similar to marriage representing and being symbolic of the body of Christ as being the example of God working through human instrumentality. Let me ask you one more question. I can't help it. I can't help it. I can't. I really can't. It just comes to me. Are people aware that they have maybe selfish tendencies that may cause disruptions in marriage, or does marriage itself maybe help people to realize or not realize that it really is their self-centeredness that maybe disqualified them from marriage in the first place? Is it something that they're aware of going into and then thinking that maybe I can control the marriage and the situation to get what I want and then everything will be okay? Or is it that after they get married, they realize that, hey, I was not prepared for this like I thought I was?
Brother Vaughn, I think it's both. I'm going to speak for myself. I did not realize how selfish I was in my relationship. And I mean, a couple years ago, just recently, you know, coming to the knowledge of all of the selfishness that still remains on the inside of me. You know, you're thinking I'm a child of God, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and this and that, and you don't realize, hey, you are not thinking about that other person first. You know, it's good to think about you, but Jesus is all about an others first mentality. And because we live in this sin-infested world, everything is about you. They say, do what makes you feel good. Do you. You know, that's all the thing of this world. And being surrounded with that all the time, it becomes a part of you. And part of, you know, carrying your cross and following Jesus is shedding off that every day. Every day you got to get up and decide, I'm walking for Jesus, and shedding off this selfishness that comes with being a part of this world. So it's both of them. Some people sadly go into a relationship saying, you know, hey, I'm going to be dominant, I'm going to rule this, and that's how it's going to be. You know, that's really unfortunate. But also, just as equally as unfortunate is people like me who go into a relationship expecting for it to be the best, expecting to honor God, and still not recognizing how selfish you are.
And that's not an incurable state, because it just takes a great deal of self-examination and a humility to say, look, I'm really not losing anything by me giving up of some of the things that I thought was so demanding. What I'm doing is I'm gaining a whole nother person that will support me more than I ever could have supported myself, comfort me more than I could have comforted myself, bring me a sense of satisfaction and wholeness that I could not achieve on my own. So it's just an investment in the we as opposed to the me. Oh, I'm going to write that down. Hold on.
Write that down. That was good.
Woman of God, let's get into this book that you've written, Brutal Courage. I'm just so interested because the title, I know you did it for a reason, Brutal Courage. That's an attention grabber right there. Tell us about this project, Brutal Courage, Woman of God.
Well, this project may seem like, oh, Tanisha has went off, you know, course. She's in a whole different genre. But no, stay with me. Brutal Courage is an anthology, and it tells the stories, the truths, the tragedies of 26 authors all in one book. I'm just one of the authors. And this whole entire book is about us having the courage to tell our story. And my story, you know, because I am the sex there lady, it revolves around sex and trauma. And what attracted me to this project was the fact that I could tell my truth and I can get healing. I can share my tragedy with the expectation and purpose of helping someone else, but then show you even more than what was so tragic and what was traumatic in my life, but how I got to the triumph. So that's what the importance is in this project. Yes, we are speaking our truth. Yes, we're a part of a movement called Time to Tell, because it's now time to release that hold that's been on you because someone has traumatized you, someone has abused you. But now it's time to tell so that you can receive your healing, so that you can make those first steps into allowing God to heal your broken heart, to take away the scars that you have, and to do, you know, give you those promises that that you see in the Word of God. Well, the first step is to tell it. You got to tell it. You got to tell it. You got to tell it. And once you tell it, then you're able to walk through that healing process and get to the triumph. And that's what this book is about.
Amen. So let me ask you this, woman of God. Does the brutality of the title of your book, the statement, the word that you use, brutal itself, I'm thinking that it's two parts. Because, first of all, it takes a deep extreme, because you use the word brutal, and that's a very harsh word, to say the least. But it's got to go deeper than deep from within to be able to build up this courage that I know has to be more than humanly possible. It's got to be a divine, a supernatural intervention for a person to lift themselves up out of all the despair, the anguish, the pain, the frustration, what they may feel is possible humiliation by exposing it to the world. And that's where the other brutal courage comes in, to be able to face a world where there's not always comfort and compassion.
Right, right. You are so right, Brother Ron. The word brutal is in the title because the stories in here are brutal. I'm going to tell your listeners, you know, when you purchase a copy of this book, you are going to have to pray. You're going to have to pray to get through some of these stories, because it really is brutal, the types of things that have happened to people. This is not a movie. It's, you know, when I was younger, I used to watch those Chuck Norris movies, and, you know, it was about rape and kidnapping, and that was a movie. That was fiction. No, these stories, it's truth. This is real. This is real stuff, and it is brutal. It is very brutal. Yeah. So you will have to say, okay, Jesus, you know, you're going to have to talk to the Lord when you're reading this book, because knowing that it is not fiction, it's going to touch your heart. It's going to hurt to read some of these stories and see, oh, my God, that happened to you at 4, that happened to you at 6, that happened to you when you was an 8th grader. You know, your mind cannot comprehend that some of these things happen to people. And guess what? It's people you know. They just haven't told the story yet. People never knew, you know, my story until this book came out. They never knew that I experienced this type of sexual trauma. They never knew that, you know, why is she always, you know, talking about sex, and why is sex so important? Because it is perverted. What you know about sex is not the real thing. Sex is holy and sacred and wonderful. It is a gift from God to a husband and his own wife. But the enemy in this world has taken sex and made it dirty, nasty, and has used it as a weapon against people. And so it takes courage to tell this brutal story of abuse and trauma, to tell it to the whole world, because, you know, I might be able to say it on the broadcast, but not the whole world, you know, knows. But when I write it down and put it in a book, you can never take that back. So that's courage for us to be able to do that, to tell these brutal stories, but remixed it. So this is volume 3, and it's the remix, because men and women have stood up together to say, look, it's not just a woman's issue. It happens to men, too.
Yes, yes. And I think that's a shocking revelation to a lot of people, to understand that these type of abuses are happening to both genders, both men, both women, both boys and girls. You know what I've noticed, woman of God? Whenever I'm streaming or whenever I'm searching for a program, it's not an easy prospect for me, because there is so much bloodshed and violence in movies today. It is overwhelmingly such a use of profanity and sex, inappropriate sex. Now, look, I promise you, I'm passionate. I'm red-blooded just like any man that you know. But I have to understand, and I've had to learn to grow and understand that this passion has to have some restraints. This passion has to have some spiritual oversight. I can't just turn this bad boy loose and expect to be okay and, you know, release it Monday through Friday and then maybe pull it in for Bible study. But, and then, you know, let the beast inside me go wild on the weekend, but then Saturday morning try to corral this lust, this temptation, this sexual desire that's in me, and then put on my Christian face. No, it's got to be an everyday ongoing transition. It's got to be an ongoing, I'm going to say, project within myself to be able to live this life. But when I'm trying to find programs, woman of God, it's almost an adventure. Has television, has our lack of discretion when we choose to view certain things, when we allow violence and excessive sexual programs, and when we allow so much bloodshed, is it in effect having a sense of desensitizing us, so that when we hear stories about rape and molestation and sexual abuse, we almost look at it as a light thing because we have watched so much of it in terms of entertainment? When the reality of it shows up, it's almost like we look at it almost as if it's fiction as well.
Yeah, you're right. You are so, you're so right. I think that that is a device of the enemy, is to do that.
Amen.
So that,
amen,
when it comes to your door, it's harder for someone to come now alongside and help you, because they have seen it on television so much, seen it in movies so much, that they're like, oh, it's okay, you know, it's not bad. But that is the point of the enemy, is to make it seem like, oh, it's all right. But it's not all right. It's not okay to use a gift from God to lord it over someone against their will. That is not okay. There's a physical consequence. There is a mental and emotional consequence. There is a psychological consequence to that. That is why God gave parameters for sex, because, of course, he's all-knowing, so he knew how someone can pervert something so beautiful, something so lovely, sacred, and holy. So that is why I'm always talking about sex, to let people know that what you see and hear in this world, that's not what God is talking about. That is not what he created. You're seeing something the enemy has perverted. But sex, what he gave a husband and his own wife, is something beautiful and lovely, and that will never hurt you.
Amen. Amen. And I would dare say that the reason that we see rape, and the reason that we see molestation, and the reason that we see infidelity, is actually the result of people who have allowed sexual desires to overwhelm them, where there was no strength, where there was no spiritual oversight. This is the result of it. And then when you have perversion, because it can even go to a behavior where people are indulging in bestiality, it can get that perverted, and it has to come from somewhere. People are not just born this way. They look around themselves, and then I know there's many attributes that contribute to certain behaviors. But the overall message, woman of God, that I see in all of this is that without God, we can go in a lot of different perverted ways.
Yes, yes. You are so right, Brother Ron. I say we are born that way, and that's why we have a Savior that came to have us be born again, so that now we have an opportunity to have a nature like his. Because, if you never receive Jesus, you are selfish, and all those perversions are in you, because we're born in this sin-infested world, and there's no getting around it. So, we're born into it, but like you said, it is our project, our personal project, to daily take up the cross and follow him. And that means imitating what he did. Okay, he was single his whole life, despite what some people want to say and some religions try to, you know, throw out there. Jesus was single the whole time, okay? He did not have sex at all. He died on the cross a virgin, because that is part of what God said, you know, should happen. Because if you are not married, you don't have the gift of sex for you. It's not for you.
That's right.
So
that's right.
By him being single that whole time, he showed you how to control yourself in every area of life, including your sexuality. And sexuality is not bad, because he gave it to us. But we have to be in control of ourselves, just like you said.
Oh,
you said
Lord.
It so perfectly.
Yeah. Amen. And thank you for that insight, because you are so correct. We are born with a proclivity, a natural bent toward doing those things that are things of the flesh. So, yes, I stand corrected on that point. I guess what I was saying is that due to our atmosphere in our upbringing, due to the influences around us, and when there is no spiritual oversight, that's why the Bible tells us to train up a child in the way that they should go.
Yes.
And when they're old, they are not departed. And when the Bible says the way that they should go, it means in the way of God. A lot of people may miss that. He's not saying in the way that the child would want to go on their own. No, they say that the child should go in the ways of God. And yes, I said correctly on that point. And that's why it's beautiful when you anointed people of God come in with biblical, spiritual knowledge and insight. We share together and come to a proper and a fuller conclusion. I need you to hold your point right there, woman of God. And then when we come back after this music break, I want you to just pull out some of the things, either from your story, as comfortable as you are, or maybe from some of the other authors that are so attentive, that is so needful for us to just have in this discussion, to bring it out in its fullest, to make this our understanding more impactful about this wonderful book, Brutal Courage. Because I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to my copy, and I can't wait to get a reading on this project. I know it's got to be beautiful, because in one way or another, even if it's not dealing with any type of abuse of a sexual nature, we all will have to find some sort of courage to be able to face some of the things that have happened to us, some lesser, maybe in some greater. We have not all suffered the same type of trials and tribulations, but there's one thing that we do know, that every single one of us is in need of a relationship with God. Amen. Here's one more God.
Amen.
Michelle Cujo is letting you know, I don't care what you've been through, when we put our trust in God, it will be all right.
Amen.
Hold on. You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord God. The Bible declares that there is a balm in Gilead, which lets us know that there is a healing. There is a medicine. There is a necessary healing for whatever ails us. Woman of God, Michelle Cujo, thank you for letting us know it will be all right. Sent to us by man of God, Pastor James A. Willis. You're going to make me play some of your music a little bit later on, Pastor Willis. Thank you for sending us that anointed gospel artist, Michelle Cujo. We are talking about Woman of God, Tanisha N. Collins' new book project, Brutal Courage. Woman of God, my question for you is that I have had experiences with habits that I couldn't break, that was breaking me, and they told me when the pain becomes greater than the pleasure, then we will seek to do the necessary things that we're willing to do. So my question is it one or the other, or a combination of the pain of bearing what has happened to us so great that now we must find relief? We can't hold it in any longer. It won't go away. It has a way of seeping into other areas of our life in a very negative way. And is it the fact that I realize now that I need to get help? Is it a combination of the pain? And then is it a combination of the need that finally gives us this brutal courage that we need to step outside of ourselves and trust God to not only heal us in a divine way, but also use the people that he puts into our lives as human instrumentality to help us find the freedom that we need?
Oh, wow. I think it's a combination. It's a combination of all those things because, I want to say it could be experience, because when you go through trauma for the first time, you don't know how you're going to react. You don't know what to do because you've never experienced that before.
So exactly.
That's kind of the point of this book, is to put the stories out there and you can see our journey that we had to go through to get from the tragedy to the triumph. So now you have something in front of you. You have, you know, a way to get through the tragedy. You have some, you know, some resources and something to help you to figure out your plan of getting through. Because when I look at this book with all 26 of us, you know, the common thread is Christ. But each trek or arduous journey that we have went through is slightly different. Yes, we all experience trauma. But the path that we took to get out of that trauma is a tad bit different. It all involves, you know, Christ giving us the power, the strength, the resources, whatever it was that we used to get out and to receive healing. So I think the first step is to recognize, hey, if this is a traumatic ordeal and I am in pain. This pain needs to push me to have the courage to go the next step in that healing process. So, I mean, it's a combination. It's so much going on in the world now, and you don't know how trauma will affect you.
This is true. And I believe that, like you mentioned earlier, it's all strategically planned by our enemy of souls, the devil, to try to come up at us at so many different ways, so many different angles, so many different perspectives. Like you said, so many of your co-writers' experiences were different. And I know that our God is very capable of supplying whatever the remedy is to whatever trauma that we've been through, so that we testify and tell our story. There are so many people that are going to be able to relate. If it had just come one way, then everybody that has suffered in other ways would have felt left out. Say, well, that worked for him, that worked for her, but my case is a little different. Let me tell you something. What you're going through is not unique. Every child of God in one way or another has had to overcome something. And listen, woman of God, you said something about our Lord Jesus Christ being a virgin. I think that is one of the greatest miracles that gets overlooked, because his popularity, his fame, you best believe they had women throwing themselves at our Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Come on now. Don't they throw themselves at professional athletes and movie stars and writers? All you got to be is known for having money. If you ain't got a dime, if the propaganda about you is that you got it like that, you're going to have people always coming at you. So the Bible declares that we have a Savior that was tempted in all points like we were. So the Bible doesn't declare, but just by human nature, we can understand and believe that our Lord Jesus was being tempted to be lured into sexual inappropriateness, which would have been a blemish on him being the sacrificial Lamb of God. I just need to throw that in there, because Holy Spirit God helped me understand that one of the most overlooked miracles, and it's a miracle, because I'm sure he would want to have indulged in sexual activity, but he said, it's not my will, but thy will be done, Lord God. And so, woman of God, I am just so, so very delighted for your courage to take on the ministry that you have, because God has a wonderful way of taking our mess and our pain and turning it into a ministry and a plan. Because, see, we can relate.
Amen.
We've been where people already are. I am one of the people, woman of God, Tanisha, that believes that what comes from the heart reaches the heart. That's why you can hear somebody sing a song and you can say, ooh, boy, they are really gifted and talented. But then another person that is anointed can come back and sing that very same song and have you in tears, where the other person could have just had you happy and standing up clapping. There's a difference between being anointed and being gifted and talented. And I believe that you have been called and anointed to do the wonderful work that you're doing. I'm happy to have this collaboration with you. I would love for you to maybe share some high points, if we have missed anything in your book or section of book, or maybe something that you shared in your portion of the writing that you know that right now would touch somebody in a very special way.
Well, my, it was courage for me to share that piece of my life, that experience that was very traumatic. And but the thing that I want to highlight is God, the way he kept me and the way he saved me in this situation, the way he orchestrated the rescue was so amazing and so touching to me. You know, this incident happened when I was an eighth grader, and I am a very peculiar person, and I was a very peculiar, you know, eighth grader. So, you know, the word boyfriend for me meant, oh, we'll pass the notes in class, and he's going to walk me to class, and he might hold my hand. That was the extent of my definition for boyfriend. So, you know, no one... You know, back then was talking about date rape. No one was talking about, you know, make sure you have the buddy system. That came later. So for God to orchestrate, you know, the first in my life buddy system, so that I could have a person there with me to be my rescuer, you know, to be what he is to us in person, that was the most special thing to me. You know, looking back now, because, you know, as an eighth grader, I'm not processing what's going on. I'm, you know, that whole experience was so traumatic that, you know, when sometimes trauma can make you block things out. And
it can,
And
selective amnesia.
For me, that's what I did. Yeah, it's just like, you know, I blocked that out until I was faced with my abuser in public. you know?
Okay.
And then the fear, the trauma all came rushing back. And, you know, that's how my parents found out. Because, you know, when sexual things happen to you against your will, you feel dirty, you feel shameful. But I want to let your listeners know that in Christ, he takes away all those nasty feelings of being dirty, of being less than, those things that would crumble and deteriorate your self-esteem that should be based on his love for you and how worthy you are. But with him,
Lord,
he is so loving. That love is what killed me, because I didn't have an opportunity to get counseling. You know, back in eighth grade, you know, who knew what a counselor was? My parents really weren't familiar with counseling and therapy. So God's love for me is what began that healing process and helped me to be able to stand up today and say, this is what happened. Is what happened, and now I'm here to help you, to show you how to get out of those things, how to escape, and the God that gave me the victory in this situation is here, ready to give me that same victory.
Hallelujah. I praise God for that, his extended mercy and grace. And there's two categories of people that always seem to withhold in the area of counseling. And that's black folks, that's my people, as well as Christian folks, that's my people again. Because black folks feel like, I don't know, that either I can't afford it, or it's not that serious, or that's something that white people do. That's not for us. We're stronger than that. And it's not a matter of our intestinal fortitude or strength. We are battling against forces of a spiritual origin that can create in us side effects that are very destructive, but can be very subtle. Because what we do is, our remedy, like you said, is selective amnesia. We stuff it down to the point where we try to act like it didn't happen. I can't feel it, but it has a life of its own where it will resurrect itself in one form or another. And it usually comes in the form of negative behavior. And then Christians, we don't go to counseling because we feel like that's a slight on our faith and on our testimony. So I can't let it be known that I'm going to get help. But even Moses had a counselor. His father Jethro told him, man, what you're doing is going to wear you and the people out. So if Moses can take counseling, come on now. Come on, church. Amen.
Come on with it. Come on.
We all need some help in one form or another. That's why God gave us pastors, preachers, teachers, and also those teachers, you could say they are our counselors. But he also gave us one another. You don't need a title to be able to use what God gave you, the gift that's inside of you, to be there for one another.
Right.
The Bible declares that this is the symbol of true love, when we show our love, compassion, and care for one another. The world is looking at us, and they're going to say, my God, those people, they got something we don't have. And that's the whole point. We want the world to see that they are missing out on something, and that something or someone is a relationship with the Most High God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Come on and teach. Come on and teach, Brother Ron.
I'm just trying to help somebody. Don't you know God has helped me so much? I feel like a new creature. I don't even smell like smoke, woman of God. From what I've been through, and I've been in some furnaces, and I want you to know God is a deliverer. He got right down there in the fiery flame of my trial and brought me out, and not even a hair on my head is singed. I tell people all the time, if they knew my story, they wouldn't believe it. Because, see, they're looking at us now, Lady Tanisha, and they don't see the trauma. Mm-hmm. They don't see the pain. They don't see the trouble and the heartache that we have gone through. Because we have been healed, we have been delivered, and we have been redeemed from our past pains. And we are able and well qualified to be able to reach out and touch somebody else's life with the life that we have lived now in restoration and in wholeness. Woman of God, I am just so thankful for you. Please, please, please share with my listeners where they can purchase your book, where they can continue to follow you on social media, and whatever links. I know you had a boot camp going on. Whatever links you got going on that we haven't discussed, now is the time to let my listeners know all the other wonderful projects and ministry that you have available for them.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Of course, you can visit my website, TenishaCollins.com. That's TenishaCollins.com. And all my books, my services, everything is there. Follow me on social media, on Facebook, at my author page, Tanisha C., and you will get all the information. But, yes, I do have a boot camp that's coming up starting June. It's going to be fabulous. It's taking you from disconnect to great set. And you don't want to miss it. If you are in a marriage and you're feeling lonely, you're feeling like you're roommates instead of lovers, this program is for you. So you definitely want to go to my website, TenishaCollins.com, and find out about the new program I'm offering called From Disconnect to Great Sex, so that your relationship is successful for the glory of God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Ron, for having me back. I love you so much, and I love this show.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. I will be looking for my book, but also, too, woman of God, I just want to send you a donation. I want to send you a donation, woman of God, just to let you know that I am investing in what you do. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you something.
Thank you.
When people start actually utilizing their time, their energy, and their resources, that's how you separate the men from the boys. That's how you separate the women from the girls. That's how you are able to discern those people that are supporters and those that are just hand clappers. Amen. So, woman of God, I always commit you to Holy Spirit God's care, oversight, and I just believe that God is going to use you in even more tremendous ways. Until the day that he calls us home, or until the day where he cracks the sky and brings us all as the body of believers, the church, into his heavenly presence. So continue to keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to keep praying for you. I'm going to love you in Jesus. There's nothing you can do about it except pray for me and love me back. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Woman of God, author, marriage coach, inspirational speaker. If you got an event going on, if you got some sort of revival going on and you want this woman of God to come and speak life into your event, you need to get in touch with woman of God, Tanisha N. Collins. She was right here on Fire the Gospel Experience, and we are all better for it. Thank you, woman of God. We bless you in Jesus. Nah. How you like them apples, oranges, and grapes for your spiritual soul? Didn't that taste good? Amen. You know it did. Having these sanctified people on this Fire Gospel Experience is really what it's all about. We are honoring God from all the different veins and venues of our lives to express to him first and foremost publicly that we love you, God, and we're going to live for you. And then let that echo into the lives and to the ears and the hearts of everyone that's listening to this broadcast. Because it's a reality. See, we're not discussing religion. We are discussing relationships. We understand that there's other religions out there, but what we are praying for is those other religions realize that all paths don't lead to heaven's gate. All religions don't take you to the Father. Jesus declared himself, he said, except you come through him, Jesus the Christ, as your personal Savior, you can't even know the Father. So how are you going to get his autograph? How are you going to stand in his presence? You can't do it. Amen. And that's why other religions have such an issue with us as Christians. But see, God has been such an effective and impactful force in our lives. We don't debate with other religions. All we do is quantify and live the Christian way of life that we know to be true. We say what we say. We live this way. We back it up with our lives. And then people that still refuse, we have to let them go and continue to pray for them. Because, listen, if God is not going to force somebody to be saved, who are we to try to force our faith on somebody else? We're not going to do it, but we certainly remember where we came from. Because, listen, we weren't always the committed believers in Christ that we are now. It took time. It took opportunity. It took other people and God's grace and mercy intervening in our lives to show us and then we willingly gave our lives over to the Lord Jesus Christ. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. Don't y'all dare go nowhere. I've got my big old shine artist spotlight, and I'm ready to shine it on one more God, actress and gospel songstress Terry Donnell is going to bless us with her presence and her testimony and her music. So y'all be blessed on this Fire Gospel Experience.
Hello, I'm Tanisha Collins, happily married wife of 27 years, best-selling author, speaker, marriage coach, and child of the Most High God. Grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will speak life, love, and strength over marriages with the spirit of worship, praise, and thanksgiving for your conference, revival, seminar, or fellowship, please contact me via email at MrsTanishaCollins@gmail.com. To view dates and times for my teaching ministry, to browse my selection of books and services, or to book me for your next event, visit my website, TanishaCollins.com. That's TenishaCollins.com. You are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. Be a blessing to your family, your friends, and your co-workers by telling them about Fire. It's all about kingdom building.
You know, this life, it presents hardship, setbacks, heartache, pain, uncertainty. But we want to encourage you to believe. Be of good courage. Sometimes it gets hard to wait. Sometimes it seems as if to wait is pointless. But we want to encourage you. Encourage you to be of good courage.
Be of good courage, you believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us repeatedly, repeatedly, over and over again. It says, be not afraid. Be of good courage. And the ironic thing about it is that whenever God revealed himself, we shuddered in our spirits. We shuddered in our bones. We were so fearful at the presence of any angelic being, be it an angel, and certainly the Lord Jesus Christ and God Almighty. You know, Moses wouldn't even be able to stand to see the face of God. He had to just turn him and put him in a cleft, and then the Bible declares that God allowed Moses to see his backside because that's all he could stand to see, and then he still had that Shekinah glory glowing all over him just from the backside of God. So you know the face-to-face, the Bible declares, no man will be able to live. So yes, Lord, we thank you, man of God, Edwin Buckley, and Unity in Spirit for letting us know that all we have to do is wait on the Lord. And then sometimes that too is a challenge, but it's a challenge of your faith, to perfect your faith. If you can wait on the Lord, we're not talking about go sit down on the couch somewhere and do nothing. What we're saying is while you are ministering in your ministry, while you are fulfilling your calling, that you are waiting on God in whatever situation, whatever revelation, whatever conclusion you need, believing in faith that even if God does not answer me in the time, place, or preparation that I perceive, guess what? I'm still going to trust you. What it's saying is I will trust in the Lord. That gives me the power to wait. Amen. Thank you again, man of God, Edward Buckley. And I thank Kay West Media for sending that music. You managers, you promoters, you hardworking people behind the scenes, get my record. Just do recognition as well as these gospel artists, because it's all about kingdom building. It's all about kingdom collaboration. This is the portion of the show where I take you gifted, talented, anointed people of God and bring you to this platform where you take center stage, and all I'm going to do is just take this great big old shine artist spotlight and let you bless God with your ministry, be it music, be it authorship, book writing, be it praise, dance, be it teaching, preaching, whatever your gift and calling is, my shine on the spotlight is for you to go beyond the borders that you have already blessed and spill over into new territory. Amen. Like the children of Israel going over into a new land, this is your opportunity to cross over into new territory with your anointed gospel ministry. Look, Jesus Christ needs to be well known and well represented, and that's what we're here for. Amen. So this Shine on the Spotlight, I am so happy and thrilled that promoter, man of God, Jason Nations, sent me this wonderful gospel artist, woman of God, actress, as well as gospel singer, songstress, Terry Donald, letting us know that I promise you there is nothing sweeter to the soul than to have a relationship with the one who made us, talking about the one and only divine creator, God Almighty.
Father, every day is sweeter than the day I opened up my heart and came in. I'm always on his mind. He knew me when I wasn't right, when every day was a constant fight to breathe. Hardest part is just letting go. So glad he has patience to keep me, and I know his love is. God's love is sweeter than the day before. God's love is overflowing. My life has been restored. He gave me brand new grace and mercy.
God's love is just sweet, and it gets sweeter by and by. Amen. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and we just heard from my special guest as we shine our outer spotlight on Woman of God, Terry Daniel. Donald, Terry Donald. She'll let you know I am an action taker, the dream connector for you to become a leader of your own life. She is director of Life the Party Bronze and $5 Jewelry Paradise and singing actress at Terry Donald. Man, she's doing all kind of things. Don't you know it don't matter? She is doing what she is able to do for the glory of God. She is a resident of Enos, Texas, and married to man of God, Paul Donald. My special guest is here, and I am so excited to have actress and gospel artist for our Shine Artist Spotlight, Woman of God, Terry Donald is here on Fire the Gospel Experience. Come on in here, Woman of God. Come on in here. Bless you.
Hello,
Woman of God.
Hello, hello. How is everyone doing?
Amen, amen. Woman of God. Terry Donald, it is such a pleasure to have you here. I'm trying to tell you, if I had more time, I would have just played the extended version of that song. I would have played it back to back because that's one of them songs that just, it takes you away. It does. The melody is so sweet and so melodic. the words that you mm-hmm. singing just fit so perfectly. And then when you broke off into the second part of that song, it seems like you was ready to go into a whole nother song. You just broke it down real smooth, woman of God. We are so excited to have you here on Fire the Gospel Experience. Introduce yourself to my listeners from whatever point in life you'd like to start. Tell us who woman of God Terry Donnell is.
Hello, everyone. My name is Terry Donald. As stated before, I'm an actress and a singer, and I'm also an entrepreneur. I have a business called the $5 Jewelry Paradise. Actually, I now live out in the Houston area. I was born in Ennis, Texas. It's close to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
my father is he's a retired pastor now.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew when I grew up, all I knew was Jesus. My parents are believers in Jesus Christ, and my whole family on both sides. So I grew up in the church.
Yes,
so that's where it all started, because as a child, my aunt, who is one of my, I look up to her, she was singing. When I was little, wherever Aunt Polly was, I was there
because she
was a singer. And so that's where I grew from. And I just thought, being in a family of singers, I thought everybody could do it.
Which we found out wasn't the case.
because that's what I knew. That was the life that I knew. So it took me a while to get back into music. I'm thanking God for my husband. Because when we were first married, I would be singing all the time. And one day he just came home. He said, baby, look, I'm tired of you singing to me. You need to sing to other people. You need to sing to the world.
Amen.
So if it wasn't for him stepping out and pulling me, pulling me tooth and nail to get out there and be who I am. Also, when I changed jobs about over 10 years ago, and he said to me one day when I came home, when are you going to tell these people who you are?
Oh,
and I'm like, what?
I love that husband. I love it.
And he said, when are you going to tell these people who you really are? And so him saying that, he is always, I just believe that God gives you what you need at the time that you need it. He put somebody in my life that would push me to be who God made me to be. And that's an awesome thing, because a lot of people don't have that. I'm very grateful for him.
That's
who I am. I'm a wife. I am a mother of one child.
Uh-huh.
And I am a daughter to aging parents. And I am a sibling. And I'm a friend. But most of all, I'm a child of the Most High God.
Amen. And God is honored by who you are today. But Lord Jesus, I got to give a shout out to the husband, because Lord, that's what we need. We need man of God to take those proper places in the lives of the people that God gave us. Amen. So I just want you to know, brother Donald, you good, man. You keep doing what you're doing. You keep encouraging folks, brother Paul Donald, and keep this woman of God encouraged. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration about your song, Sweeter.
Well, actually, that song, my pastor always, we would be in service, and my pastor always would say, being with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. And one day I was sitting in service, and it just popped in my head, sweeter than the day before. And I didn't even know that I was going to go to the studio and start writing a song. And when I got with my producer, and we were sitting there, and I told him what melody and everything that I was looking for. He created it on the spot. He said, I'm going to sit you with it for a minute. And when he sat me with it for a minute, and I tell people that when I hear a track, the track actually tells me what it's supposed to be saying. So I was sitting there, and when he played it, I just heard sweeter than the day before, sweeter than the day before.
Yeah.
And that's how it started. I just wrote it, listened to it, went over. I even came home, and I was missing one little line, and my daughter, she came, and I kept saying it to her. She gave me a line. I was like, so it was like a family thing. So that song has been a great inspiration to me, because I grow a little bit more. I grow a little bit more every time I'm with God. I grow. And
Amen.
He has led me through some things. He has led me through I'm also a 10-year breast cancer survivor. So he's led me through some things.
Yes, he has.
And so it just keeps getting sweeter and sweeter and sweeter.
Mm.
I have another single that's come. Well, it's already out, and we're probably going to have to get you that one. It's called Lifted, because I have been lifted in Jesus. He has opened up some doors for me
that I
would have never even thought that were open. I mean, who would have thought a little girl from a small town would get on a plane to go over to Dubai and perform in Dubai? Who does that?
Amen.
Only God can do that. And he put me in the right place at the right time to get to where he needs me to be. And I'm so very grateful for him.
Amen. I'm grateful, too. The only problem I have with what you just said is you probably going to have to get me that song. Now, you was doing real good.
No, I'm going to get you
the
song.
Now you're talking. That's what I'm talking about. I wasn't going to let you get away with that. I'm like, what you mean? Probably. Amen. My dear sister, I promise you, whatever is in your spirit to share, with this Fire Gospel Experience, I promise you, I will make it a point to share with the world and let it bless me first and then let it bless my listening audience who are so faithful. It is such a pleasure to be in kingdom company with people such as yourself that are living testimonies, walking, talking, breathing testimonies about our relationship in the living God, the eternal God, Yahweh God. Because, you know, it's true what they say. We may be the only Bible that some people read.
Amen. Amen. That is so true.
Amen.
Because a lot of people, and that's why my music is the way it is. It's something, because we inside the church, you know, we know, you know, we have a relationship with God. We know of God. But there are so many people that are outside of the church who've never heard of Jesus Christ. Or, you know, who never even thought about them. But if I come to them with a certain type of music, they won't even understand what I'm talking about, what I'm feeling. But when I bring them songs like Sweeter that has a different type of melody, when I bring songs like Lifted and it has a different type of melody, that opens up people's ears to hear. See, I know that I am in the, I believe this, and I hope I'm saying this correct, in the Levites, because I go forward. I go before the message, and I sing. Music opens up people's hearts.
That's
what music is designed to do. It's to open up your heart, to put you in a, not in a mood, but in an open state where God, where the Holy Spirit can come in.
Amen.
So that's my job.
You're preaching. Amen.
You know, that's my job. I know what I was created to do. I am a singer. He gave me a voice.
Yes.
I'm an actress, and I'm doing a play right now called Ain't Always Been Saved. Now, we went on tour with this. I've been on tour with this in 2018, but now we're about to film it, and we're here in the Houston area. So, there's things that we can do. We share. You know, we share what the human experience is, and somebody in the audience, I'm telling you, somebody in the audience has experienced something like this or knows something. I'm thankful for acting because I know that God has given me something, because when you have friends come to your show and you are portraying somebody and they don't even see you, they see the other person. That's nothing but God. They see the character.
That is God.
And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that he allows me to do that.
That certainly is God, and I'm glad to hear you say that, because I have had a season in life that was so dark that God gave it to me, and I wrote it in the form of a play. I wrote it over a decade ago, Woman of God, and I want to share it with you, and I want you to read it, and then let's see if there's a kingdom collaboration on that platform as well, because I promise it is a story like none other. There has never been a play written like what God gave me to share with the world. It's my personal experience. It's what I went through. It's mind-blowing, and I will send it to you as soon as I can, so that I want you to see what God is doing in such a tremendous way in my life. This is a stage play that's going to blow people's mind. And then, of course, I'm going to let you get in this bad boy, too. I got a part just for you already.
All right. That is no problem. Hey. See, I love plays that are real, that
Ooh,
show
Lord.
People. You know, because I'm inside the church. I'm saved. But where did
yeah.
I come from? I came from something. I have not, like my friend's play, Harold J. Trotter, 1989
uh-huh.
Dreams. What he's saying in this play is, I haven't always been saved. I've been somewhere. So let me tell
yeah.
you, that's your testimony. And people
Amen.
Are so quick to try to hide. I'm not ashamed of where I
uh-uh.
came from, because if I didn't come from it, you would never know who I am today.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of it, because God brought, if he brought me through it, he brought me through it to
yeah.
tell somebody else, because somebody else is going through the same thing.
Amen. That's a trick of the devil to try to get us to
yeah.
feel humiliated about our past. Man, look, let
That's
me
right.
tell you something. People are not going to be impressed unless it was something great to be delivered from. God gets the
Thank
glory,
you.
So they ain't worried about us talking about, man, I didn't know you went through all that. Yeah, and isn't it amazing? And isn't God great for delivering me from that? Because had I not told you, you didn't even see it in me. You wouldn't have never known.
You wouldn't
that
even see
evidence.
It, or you would have never known.
That's evidence about the transforming work of our God. Amen. Woman of God, listen,
Amen.
My listeners. Where can we stay connected to you? Because you're a fireball for Jesus. So we need to stay connected to the life that you live in and your music ministry. Tell us about your social media contacts. So we're already Facebook friends, so that my listeners can stay in touch with you on social media and where your music can be downloaded, so a sister can get paid for her labor. The Bible says that it's honorable
amen, amen.
That the labor is due to his pay. That's what the Bible says. Come on now.
Okay, my name is Terry. That's spelled T-E-R-R-I-E. Last name Donald. You can find me on Facebook, on social media, under Terry Donald. You can also find me on Instagram as Terry, T-E-R-R-I-E, _ soul singer. That's where you can find me. I also have a website. My name, of course, under Terry, T-E-R-R-I-E, Donald.com. Also, let you know, when you spell Terry, put my E on the end, because if you don't put my E on the end, you ain't going to find me. Okay? And so also, I am an entrepreneur, and I have a business called $5 Jewelry Paradise. If you go onto my Facebook page, there are links to follow me there. We do shows every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night, and I'm growing this company. And if you are looking for something to help you just put, you know, it's hard when your ends don't meet, when they just waving at each other. Get you something that will bridge that gap, that they can touch each other, and you can live a life of abundance. So just look me up. If you don't, you know, the thing about this is everything is $5 nickel and lead free. When you need a little trinket, baby, sometimes you need a little lift me up and pick me up. There you go. Again, my name is Terry Donald. I am an artist. And right now we are working on a play called Ain't Always Been Saved. It's going to be filmed here in Houston, Texas on June the 5th and 6th, I do believe, and the 7th. So if you look onto my Facebook page, you will absolutely get a link where you can go and we can get tickets. And when it is filmed and is ready for production and ready for viewing, I will also have that link so you guys can take a look at that.
Amen. Well, all you have to do, woman of God, is stay in touch with me. I'll have you come back in preparation for the play, and you can do a promotional announcement right here on Fire the Gospel Experience. How you like that?
All right. I'd like that very much. Thank you so much.
Amen. Woman of God, it's been truly a pleasure. Looking forward to have you come back anytime you're ready. Just let a brother know, and I will have you come back, and we'll set you up, and we will honor God with our testimony and the life we live, and let the whole world know about the wonderful things that God is doing, has done, and we believe and trust will do in our lives. How's that sound? Can we work that out?
That sounds wonderful. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us. We just shined our outer spotlight on Woman of God, actress, gospel songwriter Terry Donald was right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Don't you know? Don't you know? Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nothing but the very best, talented and gifted gospel artists, ministers, preachers, teachers, authors, whatever your gift and inclination is, we want you to be a part of either our Shine Artist Spotlight or Word of Inspiration. These are the platforms where you people that have been waiting for somebody to come into your life and shed a light on you so that we can let the world know who you are. This is your opportunity. Get in touch with me, Ron E. Jefferson on Facebook, or send me a message and say, Brother Ron, I want to be a part of Shine Out of Spotlight. I want to be your special guest on Word of Inspiration to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. Gospel artists, you already know, send me that MP3 link so I can give you some air play on this Fire Gospel Experience platform and glorify God with your anointed gospel music. Amen. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and we about to go to the West Indies and celebrate our God, because this is the universal gospel station. We play it all. Here's man of God Sherwin Gardner and DJ Nichols letting you know that God make a way. Aye!
Sherwin Gardner, Young Side. Shut it out, listen to the big mouth. Abnormal.
I know you can't see it now.
See what?
And some of you want to bow. When the pressure starts up, not for you want to run. So me come to tell you, hold on. Me come to tell you, be strong. If he move the mountain, then he can't move anything. He's the God that parted the sea, so he can help out you. It's only one. You got a testimony, oh, and that is the reason you're acting so. So we not study them, we not walk, we not talk like them. Out the road, we not flex like them. We love God, so we not move like them. We got faith, so it's no problem. We trust God till the very end, yeah. And every time that we fall, it's only one man we will call.
Take a day, him a the better way. Him a the general, if you are the infantry. You pass the test, you just get a A. And if you think you're in a the valley of darkness, don't you forget that you make a day. And if I want thing me want, you take away. For the faithless, there'll be no getaway. Yahweh, the way maker, we follow him like a tailgater. Him a we judge and we jailbreaker. The shepherd and the trailblazer. Him cut off, sing the same razor. Watch us like the maintainer. We sustainer, maintainer. Fix we heart better than a peacemaker.
Hello, I'm woman of God, Sharina Henderson, author, motivational speaker, and born-again believer of our Lord Jesus Christ, grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who would speak life, love, and spiritual healing, deliverance, and growth into the atmosphere with a spirit of great worship, praise, and spoken word for your conference, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at area code 409-923-8077 or by email at sharinahendersonbooks@gmail.com. I'm also encouraging you to read my books, Be Free Indeed, and my latest release, Breaking Through Heartbreak, for great spiritual insight, encouragement, and uplift. You can order my books at sharinahenderson.com or contact me directly for your autographed copies. And you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep in tune and into Fire, the Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Amen. That's so true. It's all about kingdom building. And that's why we collaborate together as kingdom collaborators. Woman of God, Sharina Henderson, has wrote a fabulous book, Breaking Through Heartbreak. Sharina Henderson, I promise you, you were given words inspired by God himself. I am presently in the process of picking up Be Free Indeed by Sharina Henderson. This is a woman of God. You need to get these books and be blessed by them. We are embracing the word of God from the book of 1 Thessalonians, the Thessalonian church. The apostle Paul wrote this 5th chapter and 19th verse to them so that they can be more impactful in their Christian life and Christian service. The word of God in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 19 says, quench not the spirit. Verse 19 of that very same chapter in 1 Thessalonians verse chapter 5 from the Living Bible says, do not smother the Holy Spirit. And from the Message Bible, so that we can get a little bit more expanded interpretation, says, don't suppress the Spirit and don't stifle those who have a word from the Master. On the other hand, don't be gullible. Check out everything and keep only what's good. Throw out anything tainted with evil. Lord Jesus. That can preach right there. Amen. There's a particular supplemental drink that is advertised and billed as the thirst quencher, claiming that for whatever exacts your thirst to the highest levels of hydration, this drink will come to your rescue. Amen. But even more than our physical thirst, we all, as God's created beings, have a much more spiritual thirst. And far beyond any drink that we, talking about man, could ever possibly concoct is the greatest of all time, GOAT, talking about G-O-A-T, the greatest of all time, thirst quencher is Holy Spirit God himself, our beautiful comforter. I say beautiful because on all levels and in every way, Holy Spirit God soothes all that would ail us and provides whatever is needed for our sustenance and spiritual continuation. Experiencing Holy Spirit God's care over our lives is one, if not the most gracious experience after our converted salvation in Jesus the Christ. Amen. But it's based on our behavior that we can actually cause a severe disruption in this relationship with Holy Spirit God. Why? This is why the Apostle Paul warned and admonishes us to not quench the Holy Spirit. So, the question is, how would it be for us to quench the Holy Spirit? Remember, Holy Spirit is every bit of God as the Father, as God the Son is. They are one. So how could we, as those finite creatures that God created, possibly quench such an omnipotent power as Holy Spirit God? Well, first of all, by not allowing for the fertile soil of our hearts to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Galatians 5, 22 and 23, you all know what it says about the fruit of the Spirit. Is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So when we withhold areas of our lives where Holy Spirit God intends to plant seed that will produce the fruit of God, which is the very image of God that we are made in, Holy Spirit God is quenched in our spiritual lives. We are saved, yes, but our spiritual growth and development becomes stymied and stagnant. We become a lesser being, a caricature, if you will, of our Lord Jesus Christ, far, far, far less than he, talking about God, has already predestined and created us to be. Holy Spirit God is quenched, and Holy Spirit God is grieved when these things happen. Ephesians 5 and 22 says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Holy Spirit God, forgive us, because, yes, Holy Spirit God is grieved with our reluctance and our human stubbornness to allow him, being our spiritual doctor, to perform the very necessary spiritual surgery that transforms our lives. Yes, but makes us to be those chosen vessels of Holy God. Yeah, to be the effective means whereby we are used to transform in the lives of other people. Yes, indeed. And then secondly, Holy Spirit God is grieved and quenched when we as his living temples are not kept clean and holy. Yeah, I went there. Romans 12 and 1 said, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. So we also know that Holy Spirit God does not dwell in an unclean temple. We are the living temples, beloved, of Holy Spirit God, who lives, resides, and rests in each one of us. But only when he is comforted by the cleanness, the cleanliness, or shall I even say the holiness that we are as his habitation. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 22 says, abstain from all appearance of evil. Amen. So what evil am I talking about? Well, let's go to Romans, first chapter, verses 29 through 32. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And this is all the result of verse 28 from that first chapter of Romans. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. What a shame. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. So our God is like us in at least some small way, where he will not be where he is not wanted or appreciated. God's presence is being quenched in a very limited earthly way and human way, but not in reality. No, God is too magnificent for us to squelch him in reality. But in our lives, yes, he's quenched and he's grieved. He is quenched in the purview from the awesomeness of right relationships where miracles, wonders, and the impossible is to be expected. All by God's grace. But God cannot be quenched in the big picture of who he is. He's too magnificent. Can't put God in a box. And in all of his vast, innumerable creation, God is magnificent and cannot be quenched at all in reality. But yes, in our lives. And grateful, he quenches our every thirst and need. Psalm 145:16 says, thou openest thy hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. So like the song and the old saying goes, satisfied in Jesus, so satisfied, amen. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast. It's a ministry. We all about uplifting our God. We have no shame in anything that we do because we love him just so much. Thank you, woman of God, Tanisha Collins, marriage coach, motivational inspirational speaker, author. Y'all need to get her books, The Sex Dare, as well as Brutal Courage. Amen. And then, woman of God, thank you, actress, gospel artist, woman of God, Terry Donald, for such sweet ministry that you women of God have. I bless you and I pray, God, for you all being the awesome women that you are. Amen. Goes right there. Lord, you are so beautiful. We love you. I want to thank each and every one of you listeners. Y'all can always go to my archive page on my Fire Gospel Experience page, on my Facebook page on Ryan E. Jefferson. Blessed to have six networks that collaborate to syndicate this Fire Gospel Experience. God bless each and every one of you. You can go to my Instagram page, Ronald Jefferson 1, also broadcast on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify. Thank you for all your financial donations. You are beautiful and blessed by God. I want you to know, as I leave you with this final word, this final thought from man of God, I'm going to say man of God, Benjamin Franklin, where he says, well done is better then well saved. Amen. It goes right there. That's the word right there. So until next time, you all be blessed in the Lord Jesus Christ. I just thank God for each and every one of you. I want you all to be blessed in the Lord. So until next time, Holy Spirit God, watch over each and every one of these listeners to this broadcast. Test them in a very special and unique way until they are just overwhelmingly blessed by your presence. I leave you with the anointed women of God, talking about the Carey sisters. Once your thirst has been quenched by Holy Spirit God and you no longer are quenching Holy Spirit God and grieving him, you are ordained for greatness. Come on, Carey sisters. Help us understand that we are ordained. Y'all be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
First, inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God. You are breathtaking. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. You ordained the oceans to move and the waves to rush the earth. Strong, it pierced right through space and time. And from the foundation, you saw my life, a life so decree, created for you. Such an awesome God, such an awesome King.
Come on.